Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning continues. Tefillah ke'ilchosa. Our Dvar Halacha should be for the Refuah Shleima, Basar Rivka, Baschaya, speedy recovery. So we've been discussing karbonos, the offerings that one provides in the morning before Pesukei Dezimra. And Rabbi Yisachar Friend, Rosh Yeshivas Nei Yisrael in Baltimore, shares a very important insight as to how a person can be mindful of how to maintain kavana, concentration, during a regular ongoing effort of tefillah. And that he finds in the korban that is offered every day in the korban tamid. He explains that we know it's very difficult to do things regularly, same thing, seems to be shachris min chamarev, same nusach, same davening, same everything. How do you have the same energy, the same enthusiasm? So he offers a piece of advice. If you read the Karban Talmud, it says, Oilas Talmud Ha'asiyah Behar Sinai. The first time the Karban Talmud was offered was at Har Sinai. Why is that significant? Why should that matter? So he explains that when a person thinks about the first time that you do something, you often remind yourself of how much excitement you had that first time. Think about the first time you put your tefillin on, first time Shabbos candles were lit, first time you did any mitzvah, first time you had an opportunity to do something. It's usually filled with a sense of enthusiasm, a sense of hislava. So it's not to say that years later, you've been putting on your tefillin on for a number of years already. So it doesn't mean that you're not going to face the challenge of it feeling, you know, robotic or monotonous, unfeeling. But rather it's going to be, sometimes you're going to have those feelings that you're not emotionally connected to it. But he explains that part of what we understand in the inner message of the Karban Talmud is to be mindful of, again, the Talmud was offered in the morning, it was also offered in the evening. So it was something also that's done every single day, twice a day. So it could easily lose its vigor, lose its lust, lose its shock, excitement value. And the answer of how to a person maintain that is to, like in the Karban Talmud, we say, think of the first time. And when you think of that first time, it jogs the memory of, oh, how I felt about it the first time. When you think about it the first time, then you'll hopefully reinvigorate and re-inspire yourself that the 80th time and the 280th time and the 1,000th time that you do something, it'll be filled with that same excitement as it was the first time. Okay? We'll stop here.